Jonathan Lethem's new novel is called Motherless Brooklyn. Book critic Maureen Carrigan says that odd title is just the beginning of a wild ride through a Brooklyn that even its natives don't know exists.
Reading the first few pages of Jonathan Lethem's new novel, Motherless Brooklyn, made me remember an uncomfortable incident that took place many years ago when I was attending a day-long academic conference on Victorian literature. As usual, all the paper presenters had droned way past their allotted time. So when the last presenter finally took his place behind the podium, we listeners were restless and hungry. Then the speaker opened his mouth, and you could literally feel all the bodies in that auditorium deflate, because that speaker had a bad stutter, and his paper, as I recall, was on Tennyson. Looking back now, I applaud that man's courage, stuttering out a paper before an academic audience that at best is usually politely hostile. But it was the awful feeling of being trapped in a room with a speaker who desperately wanted to tell you something that he couldn't quite spit out that came back to me as I began reading Motherless Brooklyn, whose narrator, named Lionel Esrog, suffers from Tourette's syndrome. Did I need to sit through this? 300-plus pages of verbal tics and spontaneous obscenities disrupting, or worse, constituting the narrative? Well, I sat, at first because Lionel was describing the blasted landscape of Greenpoint, Brooklyn, and the area around the Midtown Tunnel in Queens. That's my old home turf, and Lionel's vivid, broken speech style did strange justice to that post-apocalyptic wasteland of factories and cemeteries. The landscape description was occasioned by a car chase scene in the novel, one of the most suspenseful I can ever remember reading. At the point that Motherless Brooklyn turned into a mystery, I relaxed and trusted that since the novel was letting its characters loose in such grubby terrain, it wasn't using Lionel's Tourette's as a metaphor to signify the impossibility of narrative or some such other literary horror. Instead, in its unpretentious, absolutely spellbinding, and melancholy way, Motherless Brooklyn uses Lionel's Tourette's to signify an existential horror. It invites us readers to think about all the millions of words we'll never have time enough to speak. The storyline and characters of Motherless Brooklyn are so richly imagined, I'd need Lionel's gluttonous vocabulary to do them justice. Let's leave the plot summary at this. 20 years ago, when the young orphan Lionel and his friends lived at the St. Vincent's Home for Boys in Brooklyn, they were summoned to meet a hood named Frank Minna. Minna organized them into a kind of rogue's army for moving stolen goods, and his attention gave them a sense of identity and even pride. Flash forward to the present, when the adult Lionel, who's still working for Minna, discovers his Fagin father figure's bloody body in a dumpster. Lionel resolves to find the killer, a search that takes him into all-night Brooklyn coffee shops, an Upper East Side Buddhist zendo, and ultimately to a fishy former lobster joint in Maine, where a Jewish mother joke holds the key to the killing. As a mystery story, Motherless Brooklyn brilliantly weds style and content. Lionel's limitless vocabulary acts as the linguistic counterpart to the seemingly limitless clues and connections he stumbles upon as an obsessive detective. If that paltry plot summary doesn't grab you, Lionel's hyper-alert language should. Here, for instance, is how he makes sad poetry out of a description of a hole-in-the-wall newspaper shop where Brooklynites gather to buy lotto tickets. There was something tragic in the way they stood obediently waiting, many of them elderly, others new immigrants, illiterate except in the small language of their chosen game, deferring to anyone with real business, like the purchase of a pack of AA batteries or a tube of lip gloss. That docility was heartbreaking. The games were almost over before they started, the foil underneath bared. New York is a Touretic city, and this great communal scratching and counting and tearing is a definite symptom. Like Lionel, I could go on. Unlike Lionel, I'll put the verbal brakes on. The astonishing thing about Motherless Brooklyn is that, as a reader, you're delighted that Lionel can't.
Maureen Corrigan teaches literature at Georgetown University. She reviewed Motherless Brooklyn by Jonathan Lethem.